Part 1. Dog Trouble. Chapter 1. Rain, rain, go away. Is it supposed to rain tomorrow, too? Avery asked. Her first sip of hot chocolate left her with a frothy white mustache. She licked it off with her tongue and grinned. Whipped cream was her absolute favorite topping. Nick, who worked in his family's bakery after school and on some weekends, nodded toward the window. Sorry, weatherman says it is.
No, Maeve gasped. It can't. Tomorrow's the first day of the Brookline 300 Festival. I totally love street fairs. Will they cancel it? Asked Isabel.
I doubt it, Nick said. It's a rain or shine event.
No one wants to go on rides in a downpour.
Katani shook her head, disappointed. Don't worry. If it rains, you can stop at the Montoya's bakery booth, Nick offered. We'll have a ton of hot chocolate and warm apple cider. Of course, in the morning, we'll have fresh warm donuts. And there's biscotti in the afternoon.
He folded his arms and smiled. Charlotte felt like he was looking only at her.
Maybe he'd be able to get away from working at his parents' booth long enough to go on a couple of rides with me.
She crossed her fingers as he walked away from the table.
I really hope it doesn't rain. Everything would be ruined, Katani sighed.
I was looking forward to seeing how the craft people market their stuff.
I thought maybe next year. I mean, if I got my act together, I might be able to have a booth at the festival to sell my K-girl accessories.
Well, Maeve said, if anybody our age could do that, it would definitely be you.
Personally, I'm looking forward to the arcade games, said Avery, slurping her hot cocoa with her spoon. I rock at the ball toss, and I heard they're going to have a real batting cage. I can't wait to try it out. In fact, it might be better if it does rain, less of a line.
Avery picked up her spoon, held it like a bat, and pretended to hit a home run.
I adore carnivals, Maeve said with a dreamy sigh. I just saw Carousel with Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones.
Avery dropped the spoon to the table.
Who? Don't tell me you never heard of Gordon McRae and Shirley Jones.
Maeve was aghast.
Is this one of your old-time black-and-white silent movie things?
Avery asked.
No, it's a musical in Technicolor. I love the carousel scene. It's dreadfully romantic. I hope I never fall in love on a carousel,
Maeve quoted dreamily.
Promise me you won't sing tomorrow, Avery said. It might improve your chances.
Maeve threw a piece of biscotti at a grinning Avery.
Just promise me it won't rain tomorrow, Katani said.
If it does, I'll sing Singin' in the Rain instead and dance just like Gene Kelly, Maeve replied.
You mean like the little elephant in the GE commercial? Katani asked.
My sister Kelly loves that commercial. She doesn't watch programs. She watches commercials. The singing, dancing elephant is one of her favorites.
I love that elephant, Avery exclaimed.
It's almost as cute as Gene Kelly, Maeve added.
Who's she?
Avery asked.
He, Maeve stressed. Sheesh, Avery. Gene Kelly was a totally famous dancer and actor. Everyone in Hollywood knows him.
Whatever, Maeve. Not everybody lives above a movie theater, Avery said.
I don't want to do anything in the rain, and that includes singing, said Katani, who detested getting wet.